On this wonderful feast day, Mary, Queen of Heaven, Queen of Peace, I want us to realize what we have here at Queen of Peace Parish and Queen of Peace School, and how blessed we truly are. We live in a secular world. Our culture is becoming more and more secular. The best definition of secularism that I heard was given by one of my professors in Rome. And he said, secularism is where and when it's easier not to believe than to believe. Where and when it's easier not to live the faith than to live the faith. We can build on that definition. We can say that the world is a desert of secularism. A desert doesn't have a lot to support life. If a person is left in a desert for too long, they will die. And with a desert, you can't really just give a bunch of water to it and just have it, the whole thing, turn into a garden overnight. That won't happen. But this is what you can do. You can create oases within the desert. You can create little parts, pockets of life and vegetation. This has to be our approach to the world today. We cannot transform the world, the overall culture, into a Christian Catholic culture overnight. But we can create oases, places, pockets where the faith is nourished, where the fullness of the truth is lived, celebrated, and proclaimed, where Catholic life thrives. We say that the faith is caught rather than taught. Caught rather than taught. We learn, we grow in the faith by being immersed in it. We absorb it through osmosis more so than, okay, you sit here and I'm just going to teach you the faith. The faith needs to be an environment, a culture. It needs to be tangible. This first and foremost oasis must be the home. It must be the family. The home needs to be a place where the Catholic faith is lived in every moment of every day. The home needs to be saturated in the Catholic faith. Pictures of the saints, images of the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, crucifixes, prayers before the beginning of the day, at the night, before meals. We need to be talking about the faith throughout the day, discussions about the saints, living the liturgical calendar and the seasons, the feast days. Our home needs to be saturated in the Catholic faith. But unfortunately, the home is not enough. To be honest, 10, 15 years ago, I thought the home, the family, was enough. I thought if the home, the family, was strong enough, then it didn't matter how the world was, how the wider culture was. To be honest, I don't believe that anymore. The world is just too anti-Christian, anti-Catholic in the values. Therefore, we must create oases outside of the home, places where the faith is thriving, where people and families can come together, be formed in the faith, worship God together, be supported and encouraged and challenge each other in the faith by other faithful Catholics, because the home is not enough. And so a truly thriving Catholic parish culture is absolutely necessary today. The parish must be an oasis of thriving Catholic life amidst the desert of secularism. When I was at my previous assignment for 4 years, we had three small parishes, and we were well on our way to building that Catholic culture. But it was still going to take time. And that's because we had some limitations. We're spread out. We didn't have a Catholic school or any Catholic education option. We were just small. We didn't have a lot of resources. Here at Queen of Peace, that's not the case. We have all the essential pillars necessary to build a thriving Catholic community and culture. What you and generations before you have begun here and sustained what Father Justin Fish did in the past 10 years, has built us a foundation that we can build upon for a thriving Catholic culture and community. What are those essential pillars? Well, first of all, a beautiful church. We have a beautiful church here at Queen of Peace. Another essential pillar, and maybe most important, is actually the sacred liturgy. The liturgy is first and foremost what enculturates the gospel. In the Mass is we're confronted in a tangible way with the good news, the gospel, that we're created good, but we're fallen, that we need a Savior, we need to be redeemed. Sacred liturgy creates the space that we can approach God in the right way, in humility, reverence, and total obedience. And so more and more we'll build on making the liturgy here, the Mass, even more and more sacred. You need a robust devotional life. The rosary, stations of the cross, devotions to the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the other saints. Processions. Processions are essential to a Catholic culture. And we get to do that following Mass today. It's very important that we have smaller groups within which we can discuss our faith with others, be encouraged and challenged. Past couple years, here at Queen of Peace, we've worked to create discipleship groups. I almost look at it now, we have this army of this group of people ready to go, ready to continue to build the kingdom here at Queen of Peace. And maybe, finally, but not least, is education and the formation of our children. This is so important. If we don't first protect our children from harmful influences, but then also form them in the truth, goodness, and beauty of what is true of our Catholic faith, so that they can navigate the secular culture, when they get out there, they'll be swept away like many others. So we are so blessed here at Queen of Peace to have Queen of Peace Catholic School to form and to protect our children. So my friends, we have all the essential pillars here to building a thriving Catholic community and culture. I don't know if you know this, some of you do, but there are people traveling here for our parish and our school from 45 minutes away. There are people considering literally selling their homes where they live now and moving to this area for this parish and this school. Something truly big and glorious is happening here at Queen of Peace. I liken it to a powder keg waiting to explode in a good way. You may not yet realize what you have here. You may not realize our potential. And that's my job as a pastor, is to have you believe in your potential as an individual, but also for us as a parish. That's what a good coach does. That's what a good father does. That's what a good pastor does, is help us realize our potential and then reach out for our potential. One of the greatest compliments that I've ever received as a priest was at one of my former parishes, Holy Cross in Orr, Minnesota. And recently there, we renovated the sanctuary there. And we were working with some of the men at the parish. One of them was a carpenter, and he was putting down the hardwood floor. And I was working with him and some others, and I was saying, you know, thank you, Nels, for coming to do this. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this without you doing this work. And he said to me, he said, Father, thank you. Thank you for pushing us. And in a sense, he said, thank you for pushing us to do something beautiful to our church. But that was symbolic of the more larger, the bit greater idea of what we were doing as a parish even there, seeking to reach our potential, not being set with mediocrity, not being complacent, not just saying, oh, we're a small parish. Okay, we'll just see how long we can go, and then we'll have to shut our doors and go to another parish. No. He was grateful that as a priest, as a pastor, I was challenging him and the parish. This image may be helpful for us today, that of a river. If the river is flowing in the direction you want to go, all you have to do is hop in your canoe and you'll be fine. The river will take you exactly where you want to go. On the other hand, if the river is going in the opposite direction of where you want to go, you have to work, you have to paddle, you have to fight like crazy against the current to get to where you want to go. 50, 60 years ago, we had a Christian Catholic culture in our country. The society and the culture helped you to be a good Christian. It was easier to be Catholic then. For example, it was taboo for couples to live together before marriage. It was understood that Sundays were for God and for family. Schools taught the Bible and talked about God. That isn't the case anymore. As Dorothy told Toto in The Wizard of Oz, we aren't in Kansas anymore. So we must swim hard against the current. We must paddle upstream. We must be intentional in the way we live. Because if we are not, we will be swept away by the current, by the world. All of us, we've seen friends, we've seen loved ones, family members, going the way of the world, leaving the practice of the faith. They don't believe in God anymore. They reject the beautiful, the true and good moral teachings of the church. But we here at Queen of Peace Parish and School will be unabashedly, unashamedly Catholic here. We are building an authentic Catholic community and culture. I'll finish with a words about our gospel. We read that many of Jesus' disciples said, "This is saying is hard, who can accept it?" And so many of them went to their former way of life. They left Jesus. They said, "This is enough. We're not going to do it." My friends, being Christian, being Catholic is hard, especially hard today. It's countercultural. But there's no other way than Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. There's no other way to heaven. We can walk away like those disciples did in the gospel today. Or we can say like St. Peter and the apostles, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. My friends, that's us. No matter how many people ignore Jesus, fall away from him, reject him, we will remain faithful and we will serve the Lord. We will say like Joshua, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Moms, dads, say with Joshua, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." We here at Queen of Peace say, we here at our parish, we will serve the Lord. My friends, we are building an oasis of thriving Catholic community and culture here. Mary, Queen of Peace, Queen of Heaven, pray for us.